CBS is preparing to merge with Time Warner, combining the nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allowed Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Live Fire with the latest news about threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. Our guests include elected and other public officials, journalists, citizen activists, and others who are fighting for the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. Live Fire covers a broad range of constitutional issues, particularly the debate over private ownership of firearms. Our host is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Remember, the issue is not just about gun control, it's about control. Now, here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Live Fire on the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk with Melanie Davis, who has put together, in fact maybe my first question would be how long it took to put together, accounts of some of America's heroes, those that, most of whom had been in battle of one sort or another, and at least one case, a wife that had to endure the spouse being away and wondering and worrying, which is not uncommon, of course. But Heroes, that Melanie Davis has written for us, is just a wonderful collection. And Melanie, I guess the first thing I would like to find out is how long did it take you to put these things together? Because I don't think anybody had a master list. This is the checklist for Melanie Davis's book.
Well, it's a collection of stories from veterans spanning the decades from World War II up through our recent conflicts, so all different ranks and wars and their first-person accounts. I interviewed most of the veterans. A lot of them, I ghostwrote their stories for them. Some of them wrote their stories, and then I would coach them along or edit. So there's 27 stories in all in the book, and it took me a couple years to collect them all.
You must have been doing that pretty much, aside from your domestic duties, just about full-time then.
It really has been a full-time project. The reason that I began writing this book was because I wanted to increase patriotism. And who loves our country more than those who are willing to die for it? But as I interviewed the veterans, I found out that I had been an ignorant civilian, that I had no idea the challenges that they go through, not just on the battlefield, but when they come home. And I think most of us are ignorant because there really isn't a lot of awareness, attention, or time spent sharing their stories with us. And so as I wrote the book, I actually started a national campaign called Love Your Veterans. And the purpose of the book shifted from raising patriotism to raising awareness, appreciation, and support for our real heroes. They're dying at a rate of 23 per day. That's actually probably a very low estimate to suicide. And that's just an indicator of how challenging their battles are and how badly we're neglecting them.
And from what you reported, the Vietnam veterans are dying rather younger than the Korean War veterans, given that they say may have enlisted at the same age.
We're losing them as fast as we're losing our World War II veterans. And the tragedy there is there's a couple things, and one is that they're dying from things, diseases caused by Agent Orange, and really we talk about neglecting veterans. They've never you've never been given the heroes, not just welcome, but continued appreciation that they deserve. And that's been hard on them. And well, it's sad because we celebrate our World War II heroes. We talk about how we need to appreciate them and remember them before they're gone. And no one ever talks about the Vietnam veterans. And we're going to lose them just as fast.
Yeah, it's really kind of a stunning situation that that's been, to a certain extent, allowed to happen. It was careless in the extreme that Agent Orange was being used to deforestate in Vietnam without having had any kind of testing on animals or anything, from what I can tell. They just
And the thing is, it killed the foliage instantly. That's pretty toxic stuff. So, yeah, I think common sense might have told them that maybe this would be dangerous for human beings.
Yeah.
I don't even know that testing would have been needed to know that. And then on top of that, for years and decades, there was denial that it existed, that their conditions were caused by that. And even today, they still fight the system to be able to be treated for those things.
All of these are reasons for us to welcome the advent of government, the increase in government involvement in our health care.
Yeah. We're all going to be on the same low position that our veterans are dealing with, and just fighting for even the smallest amount of care. You know, in the system, they actually are put through hoops that takes years till they even begin to receive what they deserve and what they need. And that is also why they're dying of suicide, because they're hopeless. And the blocks to being able to be treated and be healthy again are very real. I know that those who work for the VA or the government would say otherwise, but I can cite so many cases that...
Well, the recipients of that system would certainly substantiate what you're saying.
Yeah, easily. In fact, they dread having to go to the VA. I've been to the VA hospitals, a couple of them. I've been to the Dallas one and the Houston one, trying to bring... I actually have a program to help our veterans work through what they've been through. It's called the Triumph Program, because it's very healing for them to write their stories and share them and create bridges of communication with their families. I've been to the VAs, and I can tell you, every time I've been there, I have left crying. And I can only imagine how they feel, because I don't have to be there, and they do.
That's grievous. I'm just, it's stunning that this would be allowed to happen, but this has to get out. I think this could be the final blow against Obama's attempt to take over the rest of the healthcare system, and it ought to be a signal that we ought to get what government we have had out of the rest of the healthcare system, because all government does is create monopoly decision making everywhere it exists, and we don't want monopoly in the automobile industry. We don't want monopoly in supermarkets, but somehow it's going to be all better if we have a monopoly in medical delivery.
Yeah. And we need to be able to have the ability to serve and help our veterans quickly and efficiently and exactly what they need. And that is not what is there for them right now. There's a lot of us out there trying to help them, and there's a lot of answers to their challenges, and every answer, every veteran has a different cure. You know, some of them need the companion dogs, and for some, horse therapy is great, and for others, you know, there's so many different types of therapies out there. But the challenge is that there's so little money. All of the money is going into programs that don't reach them. And
surprised to hear that.
You know, and that kind of rolls out to a bigger subject, and that is really that as civilians, we are actually very capable of helping each other, whether it be serving veterans or in other where there's other needs. And there's no reason for the government to step in and do that for us all the time. We need to reverse the way that we're doing things and allow the money to go to the charities that can best serve the populations that need them.
If we shut the Veterans Administration down tomorrow and let those monies flow to charities that could, say, sign up for getting grants or whatever.
Yeah.
Based on an actual proposal that they had to compete with other charities for the same amount of money, I think things would change overnight.
There's no question that we can do much good. And there's a lot of very solid evidence to show that there's many therapies that work and that are not even being provided because they're not, you know, in the standard set of options.
Let's suspend there, and I want to pick up maybe with one of your heroes when we get back, Travis Green, and something that you said about his experience in Iraq. Talking with Melanie Davis, her book is Heroes, and she has talked to some incredibly impressive men and women. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more Live Fire, the program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And we're back. Today's guest is Melanie Davis. Her book is Heroes, and it is about men and women who have done really remarkable things. Maybe average, ordinary Americans, I'd like to think, but when they're put in these extraordinary situations, they come through. In my notes, I made about your account of Travis Green. He hit an IED, stepped on it, as I recall.
Actually, Travis Green is the first story in the book. And the book's title is actually The Triumph Book Heroes. It's a second in the Triumph Book series. If people go to look for it, they'll probably have more success with that full title on Amazon, or it's available at loveyourveterans.org. Travis Green is the first story in the book, and I like to say that the book starts out with a bang, because the first sentence of the first story is, well, there goes my legs.
Which is an extraordinary thing.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I wanted to focus on was that when he entered Iraq, was early on, they'd just taken out Saddam, and in whatever English the kids and the people had, good Bush, good Bush. And I had heard similar stories from others. In fact, even my son-in-law had been in a Muslim country in Albania. And when Saddam was thrown out, he was getting the thumbs up when he would see somebody outside the perimeter of the base, especially the kids.
Now, yeah, they were glad we were there.
They were glad we were there.
And he did talk about that. His first tour out there, it was right after that. And it was a very different experience than his next tour.
Well, and I think what happened was the failure to listen to people like Iraqi Air Force Commander General George Saada. He's a Christian, so he's in a strong minority in that country. But he was trying to get Bremer, who was full of himself to the extreme, vice regent or something like that in the country, the administrator, who wouldn't listen. Because Saada knew who the good Ba'ath Party members were and who the bad ones were, and we could have had an Iraqi government that was a friendly government, and we could have been out of there in probably 6 months. It would have been such a different story. Bremer wasn't going to listen, and so we don't hear good Bush anymore because we blew it, frankly. I think that's all we can say. And for this guy to lose his legs over something like that, it kind of tears my guts.
Yeah. Now, the neat thing about that story is, I would point out, and really the whole book, is that he lost his legs. There's stories about PTSD, homelessness. I went down to the streets of Dallas and interviewed a homeless veteran. All these different, even a veteran suicide story, but they all have a triumph in them. And Travis's story shows how he got through losing his legs and what he's doing today. And the point of the book, really, is it's to help us to know our veterans and to support them by knowing their stories, because we are never going to care about them as much as we need to until we know their stories and we love them. And it's also intended to show the triumph over these adversities, both for civilians to read and learn from them, and also veterans themselves have read the book and come to me and tell me how much it's helped them to see the paths to healing and overcoming that are demonstrated in all of these stories. So it's really actually a very positive book from that aspect, which I think is important.
It's about how to get closure, as you pointed out in the book, mm-hmm. something that unhappily you had an opportunity to go through when you lost a toddler, and it was in writing about it, you found, and telling other people about it, that you were able to finally come to grips with it, and you saw the same thing happening with these soldiers.
So, and that's kind of what I set out to do. That's what the Triumph Program helps them to do.
Excellent.
And that actually is a version of my first Triumph Program that I've used with people to help them overcome their adversity and losses. It's called narrative therapy. It's been around since the dawn of time, really. You know, when we were putting paintings on the teepees or carving in the caves and the totem poles. It's all telling stories, and it's
now,
healing.
You mentioned the Triumph Program. Mm-hmm. We could direct people to that website. It's triumphpress.com. Is that?
Well, that's my publishing company. I'm the founder of Triumph Press, and I actually publish books that are true and inspiring. Most of the books I've published are from veterans. I've got some pretty amazing stories. I'm just now releasing a book from a veteran who served in Somalia. Her name is Cleo DeLoner, And she came back after about 9 years. She went down to the river with a rifle, put it to her face, pulled the trigger, and lived. And her book is incredible. I have another book about Mark A. Forrester. It's called My Brother in Arms, The Exceptional Life of Mark A. Forrester. He was a combat controller that was actually killed while rescuing one of his brother in arms.
Yeah, I had never heard of a battle controller. And
a combat controller. I hadn't either, actually. His story is in the Triumph book, Heroes, and then I went on to publish a whole book about him. So triumphpress.com is where you'll find the books that I've published, and also I'm there to help anyone who has an important story that can make a difference in the lives of others. My veteran organization is loveyourveterans.org, and that's where you'll learn about the Triumph program, overcoming PTSD.
Now,
and
if they go to Triumph Press, triumphprogram.com, they will have links to some of your other...
triumphpress.com is my website. And there's a link from there to Love Your Veterans, or they can go to loveyourveterans.org directly.
Good. Now, let me circle back to Travis Green. There was something that he said that my heart was kind of saddened, say the least. Here's a guy that came very close to being killed, lost his legs, has had a tremendous recovery. The guy's obviously got a will of steel. And yet I was so sad to see him saying, "I don't know what awaits me after I take my last breath." Well, you know, before we go into battle, that's something we probably ought to know about. And hopefully somebody's going to lead him to the Lord Jesus so that he doesn't find out that he didn't go through anything.
I actually read that, his final remarks there, in very much of a positive light. The full sentence is, "The older and wiser I become, the more I realize life is not a cakewalk for anyone. Everyone at some point will experience tragedy in some form. We choose how we will react to those situations, how our lives will be shaped, and as a result of them, and ultimately the kind of person we'll become." So he's very, I guess I should back up and find the...
Well, a statement of positive thinking.
Yeah.
He obviously has plenty of, or he couldn't have endured and survived what he has. But it was just a statement of uncertainty about whether or not he's going to be in heaven after he dies, that any Christian should know, because the Bible is so clear, as John, the apostle, says, "These things are written that you may know for sure that you have eternal life." And he hasn't come to that certain knowledge yet, and I hope now that he's probably out of the most dangerous parts of his life, he'll take time to get that sorted out.
Yeah, I think he is. He's actually extremely inspirational. I found him through the Warrior Games, which is held in Colorado Springs every year. He had just attended the very first one, and he had played a number of sports. And there's wheelchair basketball and volleyball, and he had won some gold medals. He's part of the Marine team, and he was a Marine. They did fantastic. And he has actually gone on to found a nonprofit that helps...
Let's pick up with that nonprofit when we get back on the other side of this break that's coming up right now.
Stay tuned for more Live Fire, the program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Back with Melanie Davis, we're talking about her book, Heroes, and we've also been talking about some of the opportunities that the rest of us have to take part in the healing of these remarkable people that have been injured, and sometimes they're going to be suffering for the rest of their life from their injuries. Melanie's mentioned the triumphprogram.com, which is part of that whole picture of bringing inspiration and encouragement. And I think we were talking about Forrester, this soldier that was a combat controller. And tell people what a combat controller is, because I can't think of hardly anything that would be more risky of a career.
Oh, well, you know, it's actually, I would love to capture some of the words of, I interviewed a number of combat controllers in the process of writing his story, especially one that was particularly close to him. It was his best friend, Brian Floyd. And combat controllers are very, they are actually the special forces of the Air Force. And they don't get a lot of credit for what they do, but they actually control the aircraft in the air and coordinate with the troops on the ground.
And to do that, they're in the middle of the battle.
The middle of the worst. And they're the ones that are out there standing in the open so that their communication is clear between the planes and themselves, and making sure there's no friendly casualties as they're striving to carefully determine where the bombs need to drop. It's extremely stressful. It takes a special intelligence level in addition to physical strength. And it's pretty
nerves,
tough to become one.
And nerves of steel.
Yes.
To be able to put aside your impending death and continue to direct all of this three-dimensional action is just an amazing thing. And I'm so glad you picked up on it, because I knew that war is dangerous, but this is the worst of the worst.
Well, and the thing is, they're actually solitary. A lot of times these groups, they train together and they deploy together. But a combat controller, they're trained together, but then they're split up and sent out to work alongside of the soldiers and the Marines that are already out there. And they have to be able to work independently and yet be able to easily mesh into the team that they're assigned, and be somebody they look to as a leader, even though they haven't trained with them all along. It takes a very special personality to be able to, someone with very special skills.
As I recall, you mentioned
they're actually a very small group. There's only 400 to 500 fully qualified combat controllers in the Air Force, compared to the thousands in other branches of special forces operations.
Rather elite. The elite of the elite. They're
right up there with
the SEALs and really specially trained people that have to be extremely intelligent, extremely strong, and.
And, you know, Mark Forrester, he is just an inspiration. He was the elite among that group. You know, you talk about knowing God. One of the things, the stories I love about him is that when they were at their training, they would stand up and take turns sharing with everyone why they were there. And it was kind of a serious thing. But when Mark Forrester stood in his southern accent, because he's from Alabama, he stood up and he said, "God told me to kill terrorists."
and
the leader there said, "Are you serious?" He said, "Yes, I'm very close to God." And he really was. He was out there on a mission, like no one I've ever read. And he was actually only there for about, I think it was 5 months. It was his first deployment, and he was sent to the hottest forward operating base out there, Cobra. And that was because his skills were that high. And usually they don't send a brand new combat controller somewhere that's that hot. But he was killed after all the training and being such a magnificent tool in our arsenal for combating evil. And after living such a short time, you know, at first I just felt like it was a huge loss and what a waste. You know, to have him train so long, but as I wrote his story,
look at it this way: think of all the lives he saved.
Yeah. Well, as I tell you this, as I wrote his story and I got a glimpse into his life, I gained a new perspective. Because of the death of him, someone so courageous and faithful and selfless, we have his story, and I wonder how many of us would have the chance to know about him if he hadn't passed away and I had a chance to write this story. And the last line I wrote in his story in the book was, "If all men were like Mark Forrester, there would be no more war. The gates of hell would be shaken forever." And he was just an amazing person.
That's it.
And I recommend his full book. It's My Brother in Arms, The Exceptional Life of Mark Forrester, by his brother, Thad Forrester. Excellent, excellent book. My son is 17. He read the book, and it has changed his life. So any of you parents out there that want a great book to inspire your children to be patriotic and faithful and courageous, that's the book right there.
So the title of that again?
My Brother in Arms.
And is that on the TriumphPress.com?
You can find it through Triumph Press. You can also go. There's a foundation for him now, the Mark A. Forrester Foundation. I think it's just markforrester.org. But, if you go to triumphpress.com on the library page, you'll find a banner about his book, and you click on that, it'll take you to where you can purchase that. And it's on Amazon.
I was very taken with your account of General Quarters.
Yes.
Fight. This was so... Why don't you just kind of take us through... this was, what, almost 2 days? No sleep?
The stories in this book truly are epic, and this is probably the most, although I've got a Tuskegee Airman, and
yep.
and I have all kinds of heroes. But what I like to call John Quarter, and he actually became the major general over the sorties in desert, in the Gulf War, Desert Storm. But he wasn't a general, of course, at the time that he was flying over Quezon. Actually, I call him the unknown hero of Quezon. People know that the Marines were surrounded on that hill, but what they don't know is that there were three Beagle bombers at a base nearby that were ready to bomb them, and that would have changed history. And John Quarter had the mission of flying over the base and taking them out, bombing the bombers.
And, of course, this was not a base that was just going to stand there gawking at him.
No, they would. It was not easy to get to this base, and they saw you coming for miles. And he knew that this was going to be an impossible mission, that somebody was going to get shot down, and it was him and a wingman that flew it. And so, of course, he says, of course I knew it was my wingman that would be shot down. it's really an amazing story because he was hit as he was flying in before he ever got to actually bomb them. But in order for the types of bombs that he had to maintain a certain speed, and his speed dropped because he had been hit, and he was going down. As he was going down, he saw them, and rather than dropping, bombing them the way that he intended to, he just released the equipment on his on his plane and dropped that on them and managed to take out two of the three before he crashed and was rescued. And it's an amazing story.
That wasn't the end of his war.
No.
Because as he was climbing out of the mess that he found himself in on the ground, he had to shoot his way to safety.
Yeah, he did. Once he hit the ground and rolled out of the plane, then he had to run from those on the ground that were after him. It's actually quite an action-packed story.
Oh.
And what was so amazing is when I was done interviewing him, because I sat with him and I ghostwrote this story, I asked him where else this story is, and he told me that he had never even told the story until I interviewed him that day. And I just was amazed because this is something that should be in every history book.
This was epic. You can use that word, I suppose, about all of these accounts, but that one struck me. That was just... I couldn't imagine what he was going through and that he was able to persevere under all of those, in the face of all of those difficulties. Very impressive guy. I'm glad we managed to make somebody like that a general.
Yeah, and you know what's really neat, too, when you talk about, how much better could our war in Iraq have gone? He was actually the director of operations in Central Command of the Air Forces. He was responsible for the planning and execution of about 2,500 to 3,000 combat sorties per day during Desert Storm, which involved the coordination of all the Navy and Marine aircraft. He did this. He said they were going to run things differently for our young pilots than in the Vietnam War. And in Desert Storm, they beat the hell out of the enemy with aircraft. And it just took the ground forces 100 hours to supervise the Iraq surrender after General Quarter's leadership.
We're going to be back with more about Heroes, written by Melanie Zavis.
Stay tuned for more Live Fire, the program that bears the raw truth about the battle over who controls the guns, the people or the government.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is Live Fire. And here once again is your host, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And today I'm with Melanie Davis. She has written just a wonderful book, Heroes, About Real Heroes, an account of their overcoming, in many, many cases, just amazing odds. And we were talking about this General Quarter as we went into the break, and I wanted to make sure we didn't leave that last point too quickly, that his experiences changed the way war would be fought by the time of the Persian Gulf. That's very significant, because all too often we have generals fighting the war that they fought before, after things have changed mightily by the time they're in command. And so here we had a guy who actually was able to stamp things with a forward look. He was able to deal with a situation and adjust to it, and made a huge difference.
Yeah. He was a pivotal person in our history. And, you know, one that has been forgotten and isn't in the history books, and yet he made a huge impact in the way that war was fought. He said that through offensive air tactics, he believed that our nation will never again have to bear the carnage of a Normandy invasion or Iwo Jima. And, you know, he proudly and rightfully says that he was able to change the war with Spot when he served in the Persian Gulf.
Well, if he was responsible for that, he should take the credit for it.
Yeah, and he's not asking for the credit, actually. I don't mean to say that incorrectly. He'd probably be upset with me because he's very private. And I've asked him to come to some book signings, and he was so gracious to let me interview him and put his story in the book. But he really is very private and humble. But I have to say that as an advocate for our heroes, I believe this is someone who deserves to be recognized and appreciated for what he did.
A lot of soldiers
aren't gonna
die.
Not just for his sake, but for our sake, because we need to recognize that we have great heroes who go unsung. And of course, I believe that includes every single veteran that serves our country. And I say that if I were to write the story of any veteran, it would be epic and phenomenal, because the purpose and the heart that they have when they sign up and they go and serve, even if on the day they sign up they don't know that they're going out with such selflessness and love for our country, they come back with that. And they are the greatest among us. They truly are. They deserve to be respected and to be treated like our nation's royalty. And instead, we are neglecting them severely. And that is the reason that I started this national campaign, trying to change things in a positive way. The key word is love. We need to love them. We need to know them and appreciate them. And that's why I hope people will take the opportunity to purchase this book and to read these stories. And it's the first in a series, or it's the second in a series. The next book is called Guardians of Freedom. And I've been collecting stories that are also just incredible. I've got the story of the Forward Observer at Pork Chop Hill during the Korean War, who has an amazing story. He was guarding Koji Island when they had a huge uprising, another piece of history that probably most people don't know. These books are being sold to not only raise awareness through the reading of them, but they also raise funds for the programs that I'm striving to provide our heroes, and also just to be able to increase the visibility and the platforms for our veteran stories to be told.
Well, it's a wonderful work that you're doing, and I'm glad that it has plans to continue. One of the things that I wanted to mention from your account that has application to anybody that has to be in a hospital or a loved one who is in a hospital. Matthew Brown is probably up and around because his mother was at Bethesda Naval Vigilant. And were it not for her, I imagine he would have been finished.
Yeah, Matthew Brown is a story of PTSD in this book. And it's a great story because it's actually told from three perspectives. It's told from his perspective. He was shot on Veterans Day in the invasion of Fallujah. And it's told from in the butt. He says he's got the Forrest Gump wound. He's really funny. Matt Brown is so funny. And it's told from the perspective of his mother, who reveals that the families of our heroes have their own kind of PTSD from going through these traumas. And it's also told from the perspective of his wife. And it's a very uplifting story, even though it's a hard to read and all that they go through with PTSD, because he shows how he's getting through it. And he's very much striving to use his time and energy to assist other veterans through their PTSD challenges. And he's a part of the Love Your Veterans campaign.
It was, I think, from what you've pointed out, due to his mom's vigilance, that the over-drugging that he was experiencing at Bethesda Naval was finally dealt with, and that's probably why he's still able to give you an interview.
Yeah, it's really important that the loved ones of our heroes are supported.
And more generally, anybody mm-hmm. that we know that's going to be in a hospital, it's really important, because the night shift, there's fewer nurses, and the continuity issue arises as to what kind of treatment you're really supposed to be getting. They bring the wrong pills.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a concoction for him that really could have killed him.
And so, happily, Mama not only brought him into this world, but kept him in it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they work hard, and they definitely go through a lot of hell of their own.
Now, the PTSD, I wouldn't have thought of this, but apparently this is not a problem that we know of for pilots. because they're not seeing, evidently, the reason is, they're not seeing up close and personal the death and carnage that the soldiers and even some of the sailors see.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that, the death and carnage, of the constant alert condition that the troops on the ground are in. You know, a pilot flies and then they land and they're in safety, you know. That wears on your nervous system.
Okay.
And yeah. Also, some of the PTSD is also a combination of TBIs. You know, they're in the area where there's been a concussion and it's affected their brain inside of their skulls. And so there's so many different health problems that come from the trauma of being in the combat zone that leads to this. And
we're not going to have too much more time, and I wanted to kind of pull out a political observation that came from one of your, from John Burris, or at least your account of him. Had we not stopped bombing North Vietnam, thanks to the likes of John Kerry, our current Secretary of State, we would have won. The North Vietnamese generals reportedly were on the verge of surrender, and we handed it back to them.
Yeah. Every time they'd start to really make enough progress that they would win the war, they'd get their hands tied behind their back, and you know, they'd be like, "Oh, wait, we're discussing peace. Oh no, move forward. Go kill some more. Go be killed. Oh wait, stop." And you know, if they'd have just been given the freedom to do what they were capable of doing, it would have ended quickly. And the generals on the other side have admitted so.
Out of their own mouths. So now we know. John Kerry is a facilitator of communist tyranny, and yet we got him as our head diplomat. How cool is that? Now, one thing before we are out of time, there's this magnificent play out in Los Angeles that's had a 20-year run. Welcome Home,
yes.
Soldier.
Yes.
Tell us just a little bit about it before the clock hits us.
Hopefully I can. Well, I had the blessing and the opportunity to fly out to Los Angeles and get to attend a play put on at this little theater, and they would do it once a month, called Welcome Home, Soldier, and it's all about the Vietnam veteran. And I flew out there and attended it, and it was actually an anniversary. I think it was the 50th anniversary. It had been going on. Maybe 50 is too many. But I got to sit down and talk with the originator of the play, who was actually the creator of this little. It's a school for actors, and they have quite a long list of celebrities that you would know, like Ashley Judd, and his name is Robert Carnegie, and he told me the story behind the creation of this play as well. James Franco is another one that was trained there, and both Ashley Judd and James Franco had been a part of this play when they were students at this little.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. We've run out of time. Folks, get the book, Heroes, and you can find it at TriumphPress.com, and there's other books there too. Melanie, you're doing great work, and I really appreciate your being willing to do this, because I know it's a lot of work to do what you're doing.
My pleasure.
God bless you, friend. Thanks so much.
Our rights to keep and bear arms have never been under as much attack, and gun owners of America are fighting daily in Washington to protect that right. This program, Live Fire, keeps you up to date on that fight. GOA is the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Live Fire is hosted by GOA's Executive Director, Larry Precht. Be sure to join us next Saturday. And remember, it's not just about gun control. It's about control. With financial